good magician is really a storyteller, and a really good storyteller is a kind of magician. So Yasu Ishida's merger of the two crafts makes a lot of sense. He came to America from Japan to expand his art, and he's in the middle of a tour of Hawaii libraries with his show Wondrous Stories Through Magical Papers. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Yasu.
Good morning, Chris.
Your decision about what your vocation in life was kind of came all at once, didn't it?
Yeah, yes. It started when I saw the movie called Patch Adams in Japan, and it was played by Robin Williams.
Uh-huh.
But based on he was a young medical student who wanted to entertain kids and make a difference in kids' life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw that movie, I knew this is exactly what I want to do in my life. So real Patch Adams, not Robin Williams, came to Japan and did the workshop. And then when I went there, he said, like, oh, there's a circus company in New York which hires professional hospital clowns. So I called them and asked for what can I do for audition. And they said, you need acting skill and you need visual skill like magic or juggling. So I packed my suitcase and came to the United States to study at undergrad for theater arts.
Mm-hmm. And to become a magician,
yes,
what are the first things that you learn, the first tricks that you learn?
I went to a magic studio, magic school in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then I studied a basic of the sleight of hand on stage for the stage magic.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I learned is how to make a thimble, make it appear and make it disappear.
And you showed me,
yeah,
these thimble tricks a,
yeah,
little while ago,
mm-hmm,
before the show, and I was 3 feet away, and it really was amazing.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, just a very simple,
uh-huh,
sleight of hand trick. What's it all based on?
Well, it's based on psychology and, you know, physics, you know, behind that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of things are misdirection, but many people might have heard, but it's about psychology, where the things are, where to bring the audience focus onto it.
But, you know, Yasu, yeah, even if you know,
yes,
and I've heard before, mm, that magic is about misdirection,
uh-huh,
and but even if you watch, as I did, watch you do a couple of tricks,
uh-huh,
determined not to be misdirected, you get misdirected anyway, you know what I mean?
You know, like, Chris, I think you spoke very beautifully about the connection between magic and the story. Because,
uh-huh,
I think good magic is like a story. It,
right,
just brings you to another world. And when you're in that another world, I think people stop suspecting how it's done, or like even they think this is a trick because they want to believe in magic.
You want to surrender to it.
Yes, yes. I mean, I don't want to challenge my audiences, but I want to bring them to another world like a good story does to me.
Yeah. And when you're learning magic, I mean, obviously, when you first do a tricks, they're pretty terrible, right? And people can,
yes,
see through them. And you have to sort of get over being discouraged about,
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
Right?
My grandma is the biggest fan of my magic tricks. So,
uh-huh,
every time I learn new magic tricks, I went to my two of grandmas and show it. And they're so encouraging, even I'm horrible at it.
Uh-huh.
So my grandma really helped me a lot about that.
But you sort of, you know that you're getting there when people who are trying not to be deceived,
uh-huh,
are deceived anyway, right?
Right, right. But so I think it's about having audiences in with your side, not to try to, because I'm not like, I have no intention to deceive them or fool them.
Uh-huh.
I want to entertain them. I want to be on the same side and I want to have fun with the audiences. And I think that's inviting, how you invite me to this conversation and mm-hmm, the interview. I think that's a skill, I think, good magician have.
Is that easier with kids?
Kids are very honest. So I love working with kids. So if the show is not, you know, going well, they just show me.
They'll
and
say,
also,
this is boring.
Yeah, yeah, this is boring. Or, you know, when they're with me, they just like react as like with their heart. So I love working with kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they must be amazed by some of these sleight of hand tricks.
Some of them, yes, yes. Some of them, I'm amazed by their reaction.
Do they say, you know, I mean, they must say, how do you do that? And
right,
want to sort of take it all apart.
Uh-huh.
How do you, you can't show them how the tricks are done, right?
Right, right.
What do you do?
I always say I practice a lot. And also, like, I learned from the magic books in library. So because this is the through Hawaii library system, for the summer reading program.
Right.
So I tried to tell them, like, I learned from the book, which I did, the first,
mm-hmm,
magic trick.
Mm-hmm.
So I read the book. I practiced a lot. and then kids just to go to a magic section to grab their magic book.
So you're getting them excited about reading.
I'm trying to.
A pretty good accomplishment in itself.
Thank you.
Well, it sounded like an exciting career for you.
Thank you.
The whole thing about doing magic, though, is that do you feel driven to do ever more complicated tricks?
You know what? I am not interested in doing a complicated trick to me because simple trick, I think, can bring audiences to a different world if it's done great. So I think we talked about other day, but more and more I practice. I want to do more difficult things as a magician, more mm-hmm. technical things. But I think it's important to think from audience view what makes it more magical. It's not like a simple trick can make it very magical effect if you work it really hard and be audience are in your with your side.
Just something as simple as having something in your hand and then you open your hand and it's not there anymore.
Yeah. I mean, making a coin disappear, that's like pretty magical to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially when you're seeing it from 3 feet away, as I just did earlier this morning. It really is amazing.
Mm, thank you.
Well, you're going to stay with this career. You seem pretty dedicated.
Oh, thank you very much. This is what I commit to it. And I came from Japan 7 years ago. And that's what I'm passionate about. So hopefully I can stay in this country. I'm on artist visa right now. So I'm trying hard to stay in the country as an artist.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Arigatou.
Yasu Ishida is a magician, director, and storyteller who's on a tour of Hawaii libraries with his show Wondrous Stories Through Magical Papers. And you can get his schedule of library appearances on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.